I'll invite you to pull out the yellow insert in your bulletin because I will be referring to that a couple of times during today's message. As I look ahead to March 1st this week, it will officially mark the 2.5 year mark as your senior minister. And this past week, I was writing the annual report from the senior minister for our annual report heading towards our AGM at the end of March. And I was reflecting on God's goodness, his kindness, and his blessing to us as a community of faith. We are a growing church. We are a healing church. And from my limited perspective, I sense that we're a united church. In fact, we had a visitor a couple of weeks ago as they were leaving the church, wanted to make a point of saying, I really sensed a sense of unity and togetherness amongst this congregation. And for a senior pastor to hear that on the way out the door, it warms me heart, takes me to a happy place. On another occasion, there's a group that meets here during the weekday, and this one woman came out of one of our rooms and said, you know, Pastor, this place has a real good vibe to it. And I said, wow, that's great. Thinking, I hope that vibes the Holy Spirit. But trusting that, you know, these comments are something God's on the move. And God is gracing us with kindness, with healing, with a sense of goodness and well-being, which is important for a church that's trying to seek the peace and well-being of the city. So all that to say that in the midst of those good vibes and good feelings, other people ask me, well, but what's the so what of this? What are we doing? What are we about? And I too ask this question, and it's a topic that I've been wrestling with even before I came to First Baptist Church Edmonton. Many of you know that I worked with the denomination from 2005 to 2008 and worked as the youth director. And so I worked with our 175 churches and tried to encourage and resource them. But during that season, I also got to learn what was going on in our churches. And interestingly enough, the question that would pop up time after time amongst our church leaders is, what are we doing? What are we about? What does it mean to be the church in the 21st century? And so it was a great experience for me to enter lots of challenging and good conversations about the so what of the church. And since being here as one of the ministers over the past 2.5 years, I've tried to listen to what's going on here, try to discern with the ministry staff and with church council and with lay people, what is God doing here and what is he inviting us to do in the years ahead? So today, in the next 15 minutes or so, it'll be just the beginnings of the so what State of the Union address for First Baptist Church Edmonton. And something that we've been working on as a church council and church staff over the past several months, and we're just trying to get the word out on conversations that we're having here at the church, but trying to get the word out to you people in the pews who count yourselves as part of this community of faith, First Baptist Church. So this insert gives you a little bit of what's going on. There's also a PowerPoint presentation that's on our website, and Tana will also send that out with news and notes this week. And so if you're on the news and notes list, you'll get that by email, and you'll be able to see the expanded version of all of this. But first, just a stroll down memory lane. Who are we as we go down memory lane? And so I was kind of digging through some of the church archives this past week. If we go back to 1905 and go to the program for the opening of First Baptist Church, November 12, 1905, the who we are statements were like this. The Church of the Living God, the pillar and ground of the truth. And then on the back of this bulletin, it says, and I referred this to this a couple of months ago, strangers made welcome. And I really loved that phrase. So that was 1905. 1906, oh my gosh, this is going to be a long sermon. No, I'm just kidding. We're going to go ahead 80 years. 1985. Time travel. On the back of the bulletin in those days, we put an ecumenical church. This is a church of Jesus Christ of the Baptist tradition in the Church Universal. Therefore, we count it a privilege and a responsibility to work with our fellow Christians of other communions in promoting the interests of the kingdom of God. Not bad. Who Are We 1993? This was the from the anniversary booklet of First Baptist Church. It would be much better to tell you who we are, for this is where the uniqueness of FBC is found. We are people with different histories, stories, and interests. We represent a variety of religious background. Some of us have no religious heritage and are exploring our spirituality for the first time. Some of us came to this old historic church years ago. Others have come in the last few years, during which fresh new growth has taken place. We are connected by a common desire to explore our faith in a place where we are accepted for who we are. Here we are encouraged to grow and stretch in the possibilities of what we might become as human beings. In everything, we are bound in the adventure of discovering what the good news of Jesus Christ means, not just in our personal and private lives, but in the public places in which we live day to day. FBC is not perfect. We are rooted in the belief that we are all becoming more fully alive as we connect our spiritual, emotional, physical, and relational lives. And in 2010, you'll notice in your pew racks, we put out this document called The Story of Who We Are. And I'm not going to go over that because it's right there in front of you, but if you're wondering kind of how the story continues in 2010, that's the Who We Are story. And so when I think about who we are becoming, a couple of main ideas form in my mind. One is spiritual formation, and the second is spiritual companionship. Now, I still put these under the banner of seeking the peace and well-being of the city, and you see that on our bulletin cover. So seeking the peace and well-being of the city, still the banner. But the sub-ideas to me are about spiritual formation and spiritual companionship. And when I talk about spiritual formation, my quick definition is that that's a journey inward and a journey outward. It's journeying inward with Christ, individually and corporately. And then it's also, because of that inward journey, journeying outward with Christ, with one another. Spiritual companionship is simply being with one another as spiritual companions. And you might call a spiritual companion a spiritual friend or a mentor or a spiritual director. Or you might just call someone a spiritual companion and say that there are people here in this community of faith that you would call spiritual companions. Seeking the peace and well-being of the city, spiritual formation, spiritual companionship, how do these ideas play out in the week-to-week life here at First? Here's where I want to talk about the three pillars of our identity plan. And I'll just move through these quickly, but try to touch base on them, and then you can spend expanded time with them during the week as you look at this bigger document that we're talking about as church staff and church council. But the three pillars, the first pillar is this: we journey together in worship. In the midst of a culture that has moved away from Sunday morning gathering or going to church on Sunday, we still believe that worship matters. And when you come to First Baptist on a Sunday morning, you'll notice that you find yourself in a pretty traditional liturgical form of worship. Now, there are 13 other Canadian Baptist churches in the city, but our gift to the city is being this more traditional liturgical place, a place where we still play the organ on Sunday, where we have a church choir, where we sing from a hymnal, a church where we pay attention to the Christian year. But aside from the form of worship, we believe that as we gather from Sunday to Sunday, that this is simply an important part of us being spiritually formed. And so week to week, we endeavor to show up for each other as a way to encourage each other. We try to be this intergenerational congregation. So when you look around the pews and this place, you do see generations of people versus just one generation. And as we set aside a time to worship God in the midst of sacred space, we do so by praying prayers that have been prayed for centuries or singing hymns that have been sung for hundreds of years. When you come on Sunday, we offer the Lord's table as well. We do that once a month. This is a place where baptisms occur because we believe that baptisms and the Lord's table are an important part of the rhythm of our faith. And we offer prayer. This is what it means to worship and journey together from week to week. So the first pillar is simply that. We journey together in worship. The second pillar is that we journey inward and we be a people together. As I mentioned earlier, spiritual formation is being formed as a people where we pay attention to the inward journey of spiritual formation. And so that might mean that during the other 6 days of the week, we share a meal together. Or you might be in a small group Bible study, or you might be in a small group spiritual direction group, or you might meet one-on-one with people that you call spiritual companions. Now, my hunch is that you're not necessarily looking for more stuff to do as North Americans. But my challenge in the midst of us being a people is that we ought to slow down. That we ought to find places where we can make space for God to show up. Make space for God to speak to us individually or corporately. And so when I think about the inward spiritual journey, I also think about spiritual practices. And so you hear us being a church talking about spiritual disciplines, Lectio Divina, walking the prayer labyrinth. We've been doing group spiritual direction over the past several weeks. And so we try to pay attention to the interior journey of our lives. Because we know that as we seek to be an outward people, or as we try to move outward, we hope that that comes from a place of depth spiritually and in our interior lives. So that's the second pillar. It's this inward movement. The third pillar is this, a journey outward, which I'm calling naming the way. And in your handout today, it's called living the way. What does it mean for us the other 6 days of the week to move outside of this place from Sundays and to live the way of Jesus for the good of the world? Now, corporately, we do that through some of our partnerships with the Mustard Seed, the ESL program, STEP, our Bolivia partnership with Canadian Baptist Ministries. We work with E4C. We also have begun a work with the Karen Baptist Church that meets here Sunday afternoons and Saturday afternoons. So we do that corporately, but we also do it individually. In small groups, we try to live the way of Jesus through the networks of relationship that God places us in weekly, daily, monthly. And we're trying to remember that that outward journey ought to come from a place of inward journey. Over the past several weeks, we've talked about the Sermon on the Mount. And when I think about what that outward journey looks like, I also want us to remember that it's a journey of downward mobility. It's not about being superstar Christians. It's a way of humility. It's the way of the cross. It's a way of suffering. But it's also, as we've heard on the Sermon on the Mount, it's a way of the Beatitudes. It's a way of blessing. It's a way of being salt. It's a way of being a people of hospitality, of healing and welcome. It's a way of light, of trying to shine light through gentle justice into places of darkness. And 2 weeks ago, I talked about the ethic of being a people of salt and light, and I said, let's be reconcilers. Let's see, or let's listen, or let's look for where God is calling us to in our daily lives to be reconcilers. And as we try to be reconcilers, we echo our vision statement, which says we will seek the peace and well-being of the city, and we'll seek the shalom of the city. And that's based on Jeremiah 29:7 that says, we'll seek the shalom of the city, because we believe that as we seek the shalom of the city, we will find our own place of shalom, our own place of peace, our own place of confidence, our own place of assurance. So the closing comments are this. Will you, in a couple of moments of silence, just prayerfully or thoughtfully respond to what we're about here, who we are and who we are becoming? In your bulletin today, in the bottom right-hand corner, I don't have my bulletin with me, there's a little tear-off tab that says, please comment. Please give us as ministry staff or church council feedback on what it means to journey together as a people of worship, to journey inward as a people who are being formed spiritually, or to journey outward as a people who are living the way of Jesus in the world. And we want to hear just what you're thinking, because we're Baptists. And the beauty and bane of our existence is that we all get to throw in our two bits about this thing. So if it's a bad idea, if it stinks, or if you think it doesn't match who you think we are, you're a Baptist, you get your say. If you want to encourage us, or if you want to enlighten us with other ideas of what it means to be a people who are journeying inward, journeying outward, we want to hear. And so in the last couple of minutes, maybe you'll just jot a note down that gets a conversation started between one of us ministry staff or one of us church council people, or maybe it's a thought that gets started where you just want to talk amongst your friends of, well, I kind of get what's going on at First Edmonton, and how can we be a part of that as this small group? Or how can I journey with my colleagues and be a part of this inward-outward journey of faith, this together journey? So in the midst of all of this, we say, Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy upon us. I want to give you just 1.5 minutes to silently reflect. And if you can get a thought down that you could share with us, please do. Or if you just use that as a thought to get you started into other conversations in the weeks and months ahead, please do. And after that silence, we will simply transition into our tithes and offering time.